While he's looking, I would like to make a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
And that is that why do we assume that silence is not consent?
Consent to what?
to the first Wednesday of the month.
Thea, would you like to move that we do it the first Wednesday of the month?
Yes, I move that we do it the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Is there any objection to it being the first Wednesday of the month?
Yeah, Benito.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I object because it's obviously not a good date for at least one person who's present right now. And the people who were on the meeting that participated in the meeting last month obviously already agreed, so we had no need to, respond. The email was basically for those people that were not present. But be that as it may, the fact is that people did not, those people, did not respond. And so we're no further along than we were at the end of the meeting last time. And we know on top of that, that at least one person who is present now can't make it on the first Wednesday. So I would suggest that we go with what Lawrence just proposed and go through the process again.
This is Ken to the stack.
Ken, go ahead.
There's a motion on the floor. I call the question.
You can't call the question in a committee.
Okay. I recommend we vote on it. I'll speak to it briefly. Again, this is not we're not setting up when to have a party to honor somebody's 95th birthday. We're trying to set up a meeting. I believe in democracy, and if we have a majority of the people on this committee want to meet on the first Wednesday of the month, that's adequate. Again, it will be impossible with a limited set of options to and a large group of people in the committee to come up with a repetitive date that will accommodate everybody. It just is not possible. In addition to which, even with most people agreeing, there'll be times when people will miss meetings. It's just life. You can't marry every girl. You can't watch 16 TV shows at once. You can't eat four dinners. You got to pick and choose what you're going to do when. So the first Wednesday of the month is comportable with most people. I think we should go ahead and vote on it. I don't see any point in continuing discussion or postponing this for weeks and weeks and weeks. We have actual work to do about programming, not internal work for this committee, but things that regard to Pacifica's issues on programming, not to the operations of this committee, to the operations of the network. So I think we should vote on it.
George.
Benito, go ahead.
Let me just say that in order for this committee to function, people have to be able to make it to the meeting. There were people, as we've already said, where there were people who were, for whatever reasons, were not able or didn't feel like showing up last month. And there are people that are not here today, and one person at least that's here today can't do the first Wednesday. You know, why is that so difficult?
Point of information.
What is it?
Who is the person who's here currently, can't be here in the future, and why not?
That's me. And I can't be here because I'm chairing a meeting on the first Wednesdays of the month.
Can you change it?
I might be able to.
Why don't you try doing that?
Well, how about if I suggest some other days and we see if there's any possibility for those days?
What's the other stack?
Okay, Wesley, I'm going to suggest some other days, and I'm going to go to you.
Okay.
I see that in May and June, the third Wednesday of the month would work, and I could do that.
This is Leanna. The third Wednesday, never mind, getting my days confused, sorry.
Okay.
George.
for anybody for whom the third Wednesday wouldn't work.
Yeah, George.
Benito, again.
Yeah, we have the PFW programming committee that night. Oh, well, wait a minute. At 6 o'clock, and this is at 8:30. Oh, so I could make it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I retract that.
It's a problem for me because I do prison work, and the third Wednesday of the month I'm out of town.
Okay. How about the third Tuesday?
This is Leanna. I can't do Tuesdays at all the night of my radio show.
Okay.
Nor can I do Tuesdays.
How about Fridays?
Fridays. Well, it depends on which one.
Fridays are open. Almost everyone is open. In May, June, July, they're all open.
I'm not available on Friday evenings.
Wesley, you wanted to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that right now I'm at a management selection and review committee meeting locally, as well as this committee meeting, and I'm not really doing of any service to either committee. So I'm all for moving it, and Fridays are good with me. I'd be willing to work with anybody on another date. So I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. I see that actually second Mondays are also available pretty much indefinitely.
I'm for second Mondays. Fridays are going to be almost impossible for me as well.
Anybody can't make second Mondays?
Monday sounds good.
Good
morning. Would it be 5:30? I mean,
so the time, yeah, 5:30 on the East Coast, 8:30 on the West Coast. Well, I didn't hear anybody couldn't make it.
I'm okay with Mondays.
I have periodic prison assignments for Mondays, so there will be some that I will not make it.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
George.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Just a point of clarification. That was Athea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you know which Mondays? You said periodic.
No, I don't, and that's the problem, because it depends on the prison schedule.
I see.
Would that be true with any day of you?
Monday, actually, yeah. But there's some that I go to four different prisons, and they can change my schedule based on their security needs. So right now, I'm available on the first Wednesday of the month because they haven't come up with a conflict at this point.
Anybody else want to speak to what we should do at this point in terms of setting a date?
George.
Yeah, Benito, good.
What about a Saturday morning? I hate to do this, but
that is totally out for me.
And we have Matt Ridley, the author of the fabulous new Optimist, How Prosperity Evolved.
In the past. Strangely, there are people today.
I propose we go ahead and take a vote on either the first Wednesday or the second Monday. And if it's the first Wednesday, I'll try to change my meetings. It's the first Monday, perhaps if you will be lucky or can work around it. Is there any objection to that, to doing that? Okay. Since there are only two choices, what I propose is we take a vote on, let's do the first Wednesday first. If there's a majority for the first Wednesday, that'll be the date that it happens. If there isn't, it'll be on the second Monday. Okay. Any objection to doing it that way? Okay. So let's take a vote. Ken, do you still have the roll in front of you?
Just give me a moment. I can get it. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Would you call the roll?
All right. This is for meetings on the first Wednesday of each month.
So a yes is the first Wednesday, and a no is the second Monday, basically.
Right. That's correct. Okay. Afia Wangaza.
First Wednesday.
Okay. And that I don't believe Con Hallian or Henry Knorr?
Knorr is here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Laura Privis? Ali Lexa?
Was the option Monday and Wednesday?
Yeah, it's first Monday is what we're voting on.
Wait, you were both talking at the same time.
So we're voting yes is for the first Wednesday.
No is for the second Monday.
I vote no.
Okay, and Ankeny?
I vote no. No.
Okay. Ken Aaron votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
I vote no.
Okay. Margie Murray? George Ryder?
I vote no.
Okay. Liana Lisa Lopez?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay. Luke Jones? Wesley Bethune?
No.
Okay. Alex Steinberg? Bernard White? Benito Diaz?
No.
Okay. Ivan Alchemy? Michelle Smith? Tony Norman? Okay, we have 4 yes, 6 no.
Okay, so it's the second Monday.
Second Monday.
Okay.
All right, but I'm not the secretary, so
I
will send this to somebody who is the secretary.
To vote, you mean? Okay, good. Thank you. Let's see. Back to the agenda. What do we have next? Let me just pull it back up.
Number 10.
Let me read it, George. I got it back. Okay. Yeah, it's 10. Summary report of work done on the committee in 2011. That's from me. I came on the committee sort of in midstream, and they had already discussed the issue around Spanish language programming and had come up with a motion which never actually got to the floor of the PNB. I believe we have the motion on the Yahoo group somewhere. But I wasn't there, so I don't know the exact substance of it. There was a motion that came on the floor of the PNB about Spanish language programming that carried, and as far as I know, that is presently policy. After that, the other subject, which was actually on the floor when I joined the committee and became the chair, was the question about program councils. And the motion forwarded to the PNB eventually after, I think, 5 meetings of discussing what that should look like was essentially the PNB would require that there be program councils, that there were some procedures for putting people on the program councils from various constituencies, and program council would be advisory to the program director, and the one a real requirement that the program director had with regard to the program council was that if there was a dispute over a decision, that the program director would be would have to state publicly his reasons for why he disagreed with the program council. There were some other details to it as well, but that'll be forwarded to you all by the next meeting, so you'll have a chance to look at it, and it will be on the agenda next time to reconsider that, assuming it hasn't passed the PMB by then. At the last meeting, that took most of the rest of the meetings. At the last meeting, we had several motions passed. One of them, now my recollection is a little weak here, but one of them for sure was supporting the motion that had been passed though a year and a half before. That it was actually my motion on special events national programming. And that basically said we should reach out to make it possible for progressive organizations in the country who are putting on something that we think should be heard nationwide to be a special event where people could speak and at their particular event and be heard throughout the country on the air. We also discussed Benito, remind me about this one. I think we discussed going back and reconsidering. I know we discussed it. I'm not sure whether we had a motion, but there was considerable unhappiness with the program, with the policy as passed by the PNB, and it was not the policy on Spanish language programming, and it was specifically about the sort of one size fits all nature of it that people objected to, and I believe we passed a motion to the effect that that should be reconsidered. Go ahead, Benito. I feel like I'm forgetting one.
No. Yeah, well, just on this one, what we said, I agree with your recollection, but what we said at the last meeting, we passed a motion that essentially repeated the original committee recommendation to the PMB that it never considered, which is precisely that before any kind of anything is implemented.
Point of order, George?
Lawrence? Yeah, Ed, what's your point of order?
We went and revised the agenda to not discuss this, not to go into any discussion in regards to that motion and the packet of motions.
Well,
so we all received the packet.
Okay, but there is an item on the agenda where I was supposed to report back on what had been done, and this was what had been done. So I think Benito was speaking to correcting what I said about what had been done. Is that correct, Benito?
Well, I didn't really want to correct what you said. I think what you said is correct. I was just adding a little bit more detail.
Yeah, okay. We'll finish what you were going to say in any case, and I'll try to remember what the other one was.
Well, there were three motions, but this one simply stated that in order to implement the policy that was passed, the PMB Programming Committee and the PMB in general needs to do some studies. Demographic, you know, about demographic data, et cetera, et cetera, in each market.
Okay. And there was a third one, and do you remember?
Yeah, there were three. The one was what I just said about Spanish language programming, but the other one was, as you said, about the national programming, and the third one was the program council.
Oh, okay.
There's just three.
I thought there was one extra, but okay, fine. So that's basically what we did. Are there any questions about that? Okay, well, hearing none, the next item on the agenda, we put off 11, 12, and 13 for the next meeting, is implementing an objective program analysis survey. Would whoever put that on the agenda speak to it? Are they here?
Ken, hello.
Again, Ken.
I distributed it to everybody. The key mm-hmm. issue here is, let me speak my heart.
Sure.
As members of this committee, or any committee, I think we have due diligence to become educated in the subject and evaluate things objectively rather than to walk in with our personal life experiences to apply them. Those, of course, are useful. But if we're talking about programming, I think we should do background research on what's good radio, what works with radio, and what works on the Internet and so forth, not just radio programs we like. So we should read articles about it and so forth. In regards to fulfilling the obligations of monitoring the programs to see whether or not they comport with the mission statement, rather than doing it on the basis of whether or not we agree with what's being broadcast or we like the content because it agrees with our political viewpoint or our aesthetic viewpoint, we should analyze the programs objectively, which is to say, what language is it in, what time of the day is it on, how many times a month does it appear, is it getting any grants or funding? How does it do in fundraising? How does it do in arbitrons, if available? How many guests are on? How many male guests? How many female guests? How many guests of different ethnicities? In other words, inarguable facts rather than opinions. I don't think there's any value in somebody evaluating a program and saying, well, I like it because it's left of center, or I don't like it because I consider it right of center. If somebody wants to come on and criticize a program and say, 98% of the guests are white males who used to work in the military or for the government, that's a valid statement, but not just to say, I don't like the guests. So this is hard work, and it's too much work to get done. It's a question of whether or not the members of the committee want to participate in doing the evaluations. I've prepared a spreadsheet that I distributed to the members of this committee that facilitates or makes it easier to do that. I listed the programs. I'm pretty sure the one I sent out was a sample of KPFK programming. And then you could assign it and say, what kind of a program? Is this music? Is it, I always forget that, you know, not social justice, but public affairs. Is it health? Is it news? What kind of a program it is? And then we can also use that kind of objective analysis to evaluate the station, whether or not the station is comporting again with the mission station, with the mission statement, to see whether or not we're broadcasting concerts or, you know, making the facilities available to people in different fields of the arts, and whether or not it's in some way servicing the community based on objective standards, not opinion. So, I mean, I had hoped to get the management to implement this so that the programmers, but the general manager, the program director, would compel the programmers to report and say in a log, today I covered these materials and I spoke to these people, and to report what funding the guy's getting, and to get the membership management to report what the donations were and so forth. But in without objective data, we're all flying on the basis of our own personal opinion based on what we happen to have been exposed to without doing a global evaluation of all the programming on the station. So in the absence of getting the programmers to submit that for whatever reasons they failed to do it, I think that the programming committee could take it on as a task and assign or get the LSB to cooperate and start to say, like the Programming Oversight Committee at the LSB, all right, everybody volunteer to listen to 5 shows for 3 weeks and keep a log of objective standards of how many errors were made or whether or not the guy is referring to other websites, whether or not, how many guests were interviewed, what subjects were discussed. So we could start to accumulate information to evaluate program to see if it aligns with the mission statement. That's a major part of what we're supposed to be doing. Not recommending programming, but evaluating the programming to see if it aligns with the mission statement. The second part, to see that there's a fair and reasonable method of deciding what programs go on and changes. The other part of that obligation, that I'm not addressing that. I'm just talking at this time
about evaluating the programs objectively, not subjectively, and not getting up and making big, long political speeches about what we stand for and all of this stuff, but looking at it.
So this is Leanna.
That's my motivation for the for
objective.
I'm going to. I heard Leanna. Who else?
Long West.
Okay.
I'm Lawrence. Who else?
I'm Keenan.
Wesley. I'm Keenan. Wesley. Anybody else? Okay. Leanna.
So I just had a question. Are there standards that have already been set? I know you're referring to, like, what people, what funding, how they did on Fund Drive. Are there already a set of standards that we would evaluate this on, or is this what we need to create?
I can answer that.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. There's, in the works, a national management is working on developing broadcasting standards. There's nothing set as fixed policy for Pacifica other than what's stated in the bylaws. There are certainly on the Internet journalistic standards that you can go search and find different standards. They're not legal standards. They're moral standards. And there's no longer a fairness doctrine, so we're not bound by that. We are bound, and this is very significant, not to report not to recommend voting for any candidate or legislation. So if one was monitoring or auditing a program and they heard the host say, and I think you should vote for JoJo because he's the best hope we have and so forth, that's electioneering and that's illegal. But apart from that, we're not looking at standards. I'm not talking about standards. I'm just talking about objective realities. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe this committee could come up. I made a suggestion about what to look for.
And when did you send that?
I'm going to just finish this in a second. I'll give an example, the kind of things that FAIR looks at, fairness and accuracy in reporting. What are the objective realities you can report about a program? I'm not saying good or bad or right or wrong. I'm just saying objective. So the answer to your question is no, there are no set standards.
And when did you send that? Do you know?
I sent it with the minutes and everything last session. I can send it again.
It's with the minutes that you just sent out?
No. With the first set of minutes I sent out on March 7th.
On March 7th. Okay.
Send it again.
Okay, good. Thank you. Lawrence?
Yeah, I don't object with the possible process to evaluate programs, but Ken mentioned Abertron's, and just recently the National Latino Policy Institute won a lawsuit against Abertron's for its the way they gauge Latino and African American people and other people of color. They won a $500,000 lawsuit. So I would hope that Ken will reconsider, this whole standard of using Abertron's or using the Abertron service to survey or evaluate programming. That's it.
Ankina?
I think the committee should look at that too, as well. So and if nobody got a copy of the settlement, I'll be more than happy to forward it to you.
Yes, please forward it.
Yeah, please.
Send it to the list.
I don't know if I'm on the list, but I'll send it to you, George.
You are. Froglist@kpftx.org.
Okay.
I'll
do that tomorrow.
Great. Ankina.
Yes, hi. Well, Lauren said one of the things I wanted to say about that the lawsuit. I also want to agree with Ken that this really definitely has to be objective, since one of the conflicts we have in Pacifica is over programming. There are so many ideologies, and we fight over, this is good, this is bad, based on what we think is in alignment with our ideology. So coming up with a very objective analysis of programs is very difficult. I speak, I've been producing for 6 years now, and every week we ask ourselves, is it really a good show? We do everything we can to have every week an excellent program that includes great guests, not just guests with certain ideologies, but they have to be great, and then your editing job has to be really good. I mean, there's so many things that go into producing a show, and you can't just analyze. You know, it's easy to analyze, though, do they adhere to Pacifica's state mission? There are certain things that are not difficult to analyze, but there are other things that are really even that make a show great, you know, that are even much more difficult to analyze. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Wesley? Wesley, are you there? Hello, Wesley.
I'm sorry, am I unmuted?
Okay. You're on.
Okay. Great. I believe that once we get we need to get a program council agreement and have each individual program council evaluate the programs at their station with criteria drawn from whatever the executive director is going to put forward and incorporate that into our programming agreement. But I believe that before we start trying to analyze individual programming, it's just too much work for this committee, and I don't think we'll ever get anything done. I think we should put this into our programming council agreement and let them do the work. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
George Benito.
Benito, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I agree with Ken's objective with this, if I understand it. Number two, I agree with Lawrence's statements about the Arbitron suit. And someone else spoke to that as well. And three, this is just basically a question to Ken. You know, I'm glad that now that, let me just say that I looked at the instrument that you sent out, Ken, and I could see some of it, and I couldn't see other parts. Maybe because I just don't know how to, I'm computer internet illiterate more than anything, and I don't know if there's another way that the full document can be sent out and be read, you know, on a screen, because I just couldn't see the whole thing, I had the feeling that I wasn't seeing the whole document, but that part that I did see, it seemed like pretty objective, you know, categories, which I thought was good. I do think that, of course, it has to be adapted to each station, but let me make sure I understand. Ken, I think if I heard you properly, you were saying that whoever ends up doing the evaluation would be evaluating these programs for compliance with the mission. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll answer when I come back on the stack.
Yeah, well, that was my question.
You can go ahead and answer that, Ken.
Okay. You know, the implementation of this, it's great for us to come up with work to get done. The important thing is getting the work done. Not, you know, too many cooks, not enough. I mean, yeah. What is it? Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, you know. Too many cooks spoil the broth. We can sit here and chat about it, but the point is to get a tool that's implemented. Like right now, if I were to survey the people on this call and say, how many hours of poetry does your station broadcast? How many hours of local community programming? Nobody knows, because we don't stay up and listen all night. And that includes the general manager or the program director. We have to start to staticize and become educated about what we're doing. You know, the guy who does poetry, he'll know. But he won't know how many shows we have about religion or how many religious shows we have or don't have, or atheist shows. So it's a question of getting the data out, transparency. And so I'm just making these suggestions. I agree with Benito and Lawrence and everybody else. The Arbitrons have been found culpable in misrepresenting minority audiences because they switched over to a thing called personal people meters. But nobody's challenged that they are properly evaluating the entitled white class of people who have cell phones. So they're still valuable for evaluating that. But they do discriminate against minorities who don't have cell phone, who don't have these PPMs. Anyhow, the point is, I just came up with these. I'm just trying to get it done. It's not a question of what we want done. It's a question of what can we get people to do. That's the question. Who's going to do the work? That's the important thing. How do we get it implemented?
And can I take it part of your suggestion is that this committee do the work?
Or do the work of getting other people to do the work, not just sending off a memo and saying, wash my car and feed the dog. You know, we've got to compel management at the local stations. I spend time doing that. I get reports out of management by nagging and persistent and trying to be as polite as I can. But, you know, in the absence of that kind of harassment, it's hard to get data out of management. If you're associated with a station, you know that that's true. And so you have to compel them to do this.
Anybody else?
Nobody wants to do more work, but the point is, it's completely, if I was a manager, I'd say, if you want to have this show, you're going to send me, I would try to build an interface on the Internet that made it easier for the programmers. But the programmer should be reporting who was on the show, what, give me the names of the guests, whether they're a minority or not, a certain amount of information I could get about it, what topics were discussed, what songs were played. They do have to keep a log of what songs were played for Sound Exchange. But I'm just saying that you have to accumulate data to do proper analysis and management. You can't just do it on hearsay, cronyism, and what you think and what the weather is. We might as well just dissolve the PNB and go hire an astrologist. If I'm going through the dark based on our personal opinions.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, George.
You know, good.
Yeah, I fully agree with Ken's intent. I would simply say that I think we, number one, and I also agree with what Ken just said about the bottom line is getting people or identifying who needs to actually do this and getting them to do it. And maybe that's what we need to spend our time talking about. But I would say this. I'm a little concerned, I would like to make sure that whatever instrument we finally agree on, that it is, that we design it in such a way that is cognizant of the individual mission statements of each station. And maybe I'm going too far right here. I'm assuming that each station has its own mission statement. I know that PFW does. And so when I compare the Pacifica and the PFW mission statements, although there's nothing in the PFW mission that is contrary to what the Pacifica statement says, it's a little bit more specific. You know, so I want to make sure, you know, like for instance, what jumped out at me, for instance, was when Ken talked about or mentioned poetry. But I know that the Pacifica mission statement emphasizes that a whole lot more than we do. Then I'm just saying that, you know, although we're not excluding poetry at all, but we have to, you understand what I'm saying? One station might emphasize one kind of programming more than the other.
Anybody who hasn't spoken would like to speak? Okay, I want to speak. I think the sense of getting as much objective data as you can is a good thing. And I think that Ken's sort of putting the finger on where the problem is, which is not coming up with things that we need to have done, but figuring out a way to make it happen, is also a good thing. We have, for instance, all programs are supposed to sign a sheet when you leave the room, which lists your guests and what you talked about, and did you make any bloopers on the air and stuff like that. I don't know. My guess is probably one in five programmers actually does it, and I've, you know, so there's part of the problem is somehow connecting with management that we're serious about this. We are, after all, through the PNB, really responsible for managing the network. But beyond that, I think there's more to what Ken has been sort of dismissing as sort of subjective views, I think are actually critical. I don't think you can possibly do away with that component of
right.
The evaluations of these shows. And so it seems to me that that we need a process for having that happen, and that was one of the reasons that we suggested a program council at a place where, when there are conflicts over what should be on the air, at least the program director has to come up in front of the body of people who are interested in the station and say why they're doing what they're doing. So at least a conversation can be had where those kinds of really political views can be aired, and, you know, what are you doing this for, and so on. There's just limits to what you can get out of objective data. So I'm kind of sympathetic to what Wesley said about, yeah, we should do this. We should ask that there be program councils, and the program councils get this kind of information and insist that the somehow management make it happen. So anyway, that's my two cents. We're about out of time. We have two more minutes. My suggestion is we put this first on the agenda for the next meeting and continue the conversation. Ken, is that acceptable to you? It doesn't look to me like we're in a place where we're ready to make a motion or a resolution yet.
Oh, me? I don't care. That's fine.
Okay. And then the rest of the, so that'll be the case. We'll put the rest of the agenda on the next meeting that was taken off today. And action items. So I promised that I would transfer the I would do the minutes, and B, that I would see to it that people had access to the Yahoo group material. Is there anything else I promised to do? Anybody remember?
Set out the motions. The national Spanish language program.
Oh yes, send out the motions that right. Neither one. And out for this meeting. Okay.
Well, the three that our committee
right.
came up with, but also the one that the PMB passed.
Point of
okay.
information, Mr.
Okay.
Ken, was a point of information. Exactly what is the date of the next meeting?
It's the second Monday in May, whenever that is. Just a moment. And that would be
the 14th.
That would be the 14th, yes. So that's 3 weeks from now. Okay. Right? No, that's more like 5 weeks from now. Anything else? Any other action items that anybody else has to do with it?
George.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, could you send? I didn't really understand about the new system that we're going to transfer everything to. I'm assuming that each of us has to log into it or something, you know, make ourselves members of the.
Otis had said he would send everybody the information. I'll check with him about that. You can right now. You can send anything to the committee. It's proglist, proglist at kpfdx.org.
Progress, progress.
No, proglist, proglist.
Oh, proglist.
At kpfdx.org. And if anybody's, you know, who's been here on the committee
didn't get the emails that I sent out that way, please let me know. Please let John L. Miller know or Otis know. I think that because everybody is on the list who was here. As far as I know, if you send anything to that list, everybody gets it. So that should be sort of a fail-safe way of communicating. And I will see to it that in terms of logging on and posting things, that you get that information. Anything else that anybody promised to do?
I'm going to give George the exact wording.
Yes, thank you.
Of the motions I was speaking to earlier in terms of minutes.
Anything else?
One last thing.
Yeah.
This is Ken. When the minutes are distributed before the meeting, if you want any changes, whoever the secretary is, send them to the secretary so they can be done and redistributed and it can be passed by consent.
Okay. Let me say that I think that this last addition to the agenda is a terrific idea. We should do it for all the committees. Ken, is this your idea? Anyway, I think it's a terrific idea. Whoever
the action items? The action items? It's probably Bill Crozier, you know.
Okay. That's it. We are at time. This is time certain. Thank you all for being here. See you on the 14th of May.
Thank you, George.
Okay,
good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
It's a bad community meeting, huh?